Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Favorite songs, folks, by one of my favorite singers. Introducing one of my favorite people. Georgia Donovan, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest this half hour. She is the clothes doctor, ladies and gentlemen, but there are a number of other things that she does. She helps us to put our best foot forward in the marketplace in so many different ways. And she's got her work cut out for today, though, because she wants to talk to us about how to be charming in the marketplace. And she said that she thinks she can even make me charming. Georgia Donovan, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. It's lovely to be back, too.
It's always a pleasure to have you back with us. And my audience is shaking their head. They don't think you can do it.
Well, let me just explain something before we talk about how to be charming as to why I really think that this is important. Think about today's business environment and business climate. You really need to have every bit of competitive edge that you can possibly have on your side. And, you know, one of the things I think that we forget about sometimes are our manners. You know, we might have a great business idea, might have a fabulous concept, but the way we present it to someone, so your manners are really very important. And charming is something that people say, oh, my goodness, that's such an antiquated word. Well, it really isn't.
I think maybe some guys think that maybe it's not even politically correct to be charming anymore. I mean, we've been beat up by some of the stuff that's been going on over the last few years. Maybe guys think it's not even politically correct to be charming anymore.
But it's not an idea. It's not an issue of whether it's correct or not. It's manner, it's deportment, it's conduct, and it's the way you present yourself. And the way you present yourself, if it's done in a charming and that type of a way, there is no reason why you would ever be offensive to anyone. And we'll talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, whether you're male or female, it's important to think about this and to practice this, the things that Georgia is going to talk about. And Georgia, I'm really glad that you want to talk about this, because I do think that there is a need for this. I think people like you and me need to help people give themselves permission to be charming. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. And I think also you have to give yourself permission to receive graciousness. When someone is charming or gracious to you, you have to be, open to receive that.
Sometimes it's harder to do to receive it than it is to be charming, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, because we're always a little bit of embarrassed when people are nice to us.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it the truth?
Absolutely, no question.
And we make excuses. If someone says to you, gee, Jim, you really look great, that's a wonderful tie, or that's a great shirt, immediately you get, I didn't buy it, or someone gave it to me.
this whole thing?
Exactly. We're almost embarrassed to accept a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shouldn't be like that. We should be more gracious and say thank you.
That's exactly. I've had whenever I've complimented ladies before, they would demur and I'd say hey, say thank you, kind sir.
Exactly.
And they would say thank you, kind sir.
I think one of the secrets of being charming, the first and foremost thing, is to be sincere.
That's the foundation, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's really, I guess you might say, the bottom line or the ground structure or however. You start with that and sincerity is different from being, overly bubbly or overly zealous or what I would call somebody being a phony.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. When you're sincere, it's that you're just honest with what you're saying and how you present it.
Yeah, and I think that's the other word. The hardest made of sincerity is honesty, isn't it?
Exactly. And also, if you're going to be sincere, you have to do it with confidence. And the person who is charming is sincere, but is confident being sincere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, to me, part of sincerity also means that it can't be canned. It can't. It does. It can't be something that you just that you manufactured. It's got to be something that really comes from the heart, doesn't it?
And that's natural.
Yeah.
And it can't be something like, you know, we said about being a phony. Well, I'm a comic now. I'm a stand-up comedian, and that's kind of, people perceive you as being that way when they think you're being overly charming or overly zealous. But one of the things I think that's really important is that when you are being sincere, you're just being very positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that a positive attitude really also goes a long way. And being positive about everything without being annoying. I mean, there are some people that are just totally optimistic. You know, the building is falling down, and they're saying, what a great structure. Look how the bricks are falling.
Right.
You know, that is phony. I mean,
I think we call those space cadets.
Exactly. I mean, and everyone that's positive is a little bit disillusional also.
That's exactly right. Can you work on your sincerity if you feel maybe that you're not good at that? I mean, you know, you can be an honest person, but and maybe you are sincere, but some people I think may wonder if they're coming across with sincerity. And can you work on that?
Yeah, you can. You can just, but be, you know, it's got to be something that's very simple. Just do it with an easy flow and do what feels right. You can't, pretend to be something that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
If this is not in your makeup to be sincere, to be charming, then that's fine. I'm not saying you have to be. But I think what you can practice sincerity, or you can practice being sincere, but it has to feel good for you. If you go somewhere and you meet someone and you have this whole rap, you know, ready that you're going to say, and if you can't get it out, if it doesn't feel comfortable, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
So
what about some of the specific things that we do as we meet people? I know one of the things that you like to talk about is making sure that your handshake is appropriate.
Oh, absolutely. We don't want any wet noodle handshakes.
No dead fish handshakes.
Right. It's got to be really a firm grip, and you shake the hand of the person that you're meeting. When you extend your hand, you should be having the higher of the two grips. And the other thing is that once you do the handshake, what goes along with that, which was like hand in glove, not to be funny,
uh-huh,
is that you need to make good eye contact.
Nothing is less sincere than to shake somebody's hand and not look at them.
Absolutely. And you look in their
eyes. If you've
ever
seen that, watch a politician on a rope line. They're always looking at the person in front of the person whose hand they're shaking.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want somebody to shake my hand. I wouldn't want a politician or anybody to shake my hand if they're looking at somebody else when they're doing it.
Exactly, because then I think that that's just a phony. That person is doing that because they feel they have to, but they don't want to.
Okay, ladies, make sure that your grip, if you're shaking a man's hand, make sure that your grip is firm. Guys, if you're shaking a lady's hand, don't squeeze it off. Be careful. It's a little bit, takes a little bit of practice sometimes. 20 after, right back with these messages, we're going to be continuing our visit with Georgia Donovan. She's going to continue her effort to make me charming. It's still going to be hard work. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our good friend Georgia Donovan is our guest, and she is the Clothes Doctor. And that is her website, theclothesdoctor.com. And you got a new book coming out, haven't you, Georgia?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about it.
It's a handbook or survival guide, as I call it, for the woman over 40.
Yeah.
It's called Replacing Youth with Mystery and Allure, and it's going to be out in the early part of September.
And you're going to launch it on this show, right?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you.
We're going to launch it right here on this show, folks. I can't wait to hear all about how to replace youth with mystery and allure, and maybe that'll help me with the ladies in my life. Georgia, you're still trying to help me be charming, and I'm not sure it's working.
It's not working.
Am I making progress?
I think you're making great progress.
Okay. Well, I sure need the help. Wit is important. You like to point that out, and... But this is a little bit tricky because everybody can't be funny, can they?
No, everyone can't be funny, and everybody can't be witty. But you can find a happy medium. Some people And when people talk about being witty, they don't necessarily mean being comedic, being like a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Or that you have, then the other side of the spectrum is the person who is totally annoying. You ever have these people, all they do is tell jokes?
Oh, yeah.
And all they do is they tell, you think you're having a serious conversation with them, and then they're waiting for you to give them the punchline, you know? So throwing clever, witty little comments into the conversation can lighten the conversation. If, for example, you're in a very serious situation, you're like, don't know where to go now at this point, so you may want to say something a little light or a little witty.
One of the best ways to be charming is to add a little wit to the conversation, in my opinion, and one of the best ways to be appropriately witty is to pay attention to what's being said.
Exactly, and comment on it accordingly.
Exactly. I mean, if something's being said and there's an opportunity to turn a little bit of, to add a little wit to it, then to me that's the most charming that you can be, because
exactly.
What you've done is you've sort of dramatized, you've underpinned something they have said.
Mm-hmm. You've tuned into that person.
Yeah.
The situation with being witty is very simple. If it's appropriate, use it. If it's not, drop it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Being knowledgeable and well read is important too in being charming, isn't it?
Yes, and I think it's not so much being well read, because when I think about being well read, I mean, I had a classical education, and we were told that, you know, there were 100 the most famous books in the world that you had to read, and if you read those, you were well read. Well, that's very different from being well educated, as far as knowing what's on the pulse of today. People who are charming are knowledgeable. They can talk about a myriad of different things. I've always said to my husband and anyone who knows me, I don't know a lot about anything, but I try to know a little something about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we can all do. For example, a person who is charming doesn't need to be an expert on a particular field, but they need to know a little something about what's going on in the world today. And if you're not really knowledgeable of that, well, there's the media there. There's TV for you. For example, I've heard of a person who was in their 50s talk about MTV. Now, how many people you know can do that? You know, or watching the History Channel and talking about a great show that was on there, or what's the current trend in fashion, or what's going on in business today? Has business casual gone the way of the dodo bird? Or even something as simple as, well, what's the latest book on the bestseller list, or the Atkins diet, or little tidbits. And if you have these little tidbits, I call them in your hip pocket, you can have a conversation with anyone.
Well, and one of the ways to be charming, it seems to me, is to be interesting.
Absolutely.
And what you just described is one of the ways that you can become interesting is to be able to talk about a number of different subjects, which brings us to the next point, Georgia, and that is that if you're capable of talking and if you're likely to be talking about interesting things, that means you're probably not going to talk about something that may not be all that interesting, and that's yourself.
Exactly. The most important thing is to get the other person to talk about themselves. People love to hear themselves talk, but when you want to make sure that you have something to say that's valuable, that's something that's worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to do my homework. If I'm going to meet with someone, I try to get a little bit of background about them, to know something what their likes or dislikes, to do a little research. This way, when I see them, you can always give them an interesting phrase and let them pick up on it and let them tell you.
Right.
And let them talk about themselves. People love to talk about themselves. And that's, unfortunately, you get so many of these, especially like these card exchanges or these mixers.
Right.
And all the people do is they talk about, they look at, they talk at you. They don't talk to you.
Right.
You agree? You do a lot of this, right?
Oh, absolutely. No, you're exactly right. And we talk about how to behave yourself on the show a lot about those things. You know, try to get the other person, let the other person talk about themselves. I've got about less than a minute, Georgia.
Okay.
Another thing that you like to talk about when you're helping people to be charming, and I'm starting to feel a little bit more charming, Georgia,
oh,
I got to tell you.
Oh, you're doing fine.
Remember your manners.
And especially your table manners and your social etiquette. That is very important. Knowing how to behave at a dinner or a business function, when you're going out to a restaurant, giving the appropriate gratuity, that's all good manners today.
Is it old-fashioned to say yes, sir, and no, ma'am, yes, ma'am, that kind of thing?
Well, if you have the person's name, I would say it's better to call them by name.
Right, but if you're responding to them, like, you know, and is it old-fashioned to say yes, ma'am, you're correct?
No, it's not. It is absolutely
Is that charming?
Not.
Is that charming to do that?
I think it is.
Yeah, okay. But I think you and I may be a little bit old-fashioned, though, Judge.
Well, good manners have never been old-fashioned.
You're right. I agree. That's a good last word, too. And by the way, I know my next guest, Monica Luchterfeld, will be glad to know that I'm just a little more charming, maybe, than I was when you joined us, Georgia. Thank you for being here.
And it's always fun to be with you. Thank you.
You too, Georgia. Good to talk to you. Georgia Thanks. Donovan, ladies and gentlemen, The Clothes Doctor. Don't forget her website, theclothesdoctor.com. 29 after. Quick break. Right back with Monica Luchterfeld. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.